Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
giddy up, my friend. Giddy up.
Here's what I do.
You tell us, Aaron Tippin, by golly.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Oh, we all were. Yes, indeed.
In an extraordinary place.
The USA.
With the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
Greetings. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Glad to have you along on What's on Your Mind. Come to the air today. Welcoming the New York Times to the party. Glad to have you awake to the Biden crime family, New York Times.
No, they're not awake.
That nice film, they're reporting on it, finally.
No, they're just executing the play of the day.
This is back to your, he's getting thrown under the bus.
Of course he is, yeah. Man. Come on.
But they're awake to it. They're having to report to it.
They're on the team. They've been on the team.
The worm has turned,
you
ladies
bet.
And gentlemen.
Now, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see articles start to surface on Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom on the national stage. You're going to start to see a little more of those trickle in. A little more. Yep.
Oh, there, look at it. Here's something I can't decide. And I'd love the opinion of the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind, which you can call us at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or you can text us, 701-237-1590. Is impeachment the way to fix this mess? A lot of people think we ought to start impeachment hearings right away. I saw General Mike Flynn said, come on, do your job! Stand up for the Constitution and the rule of law. I think they're in the process of destroying themselves. And these whistleblowers are coming out. Now, so what do you do with it? Special counsel to me seems like a black hole for things to go and die, right? Special counsel is going to be a year, going to be more than that probably. I don't know. Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so you appoint a special counsel and everybody goes, oh, they appointed a special counsel. And then it's a snooze fest, like you say, forever. Impeachment has the potential to backfire on Republicans, always does. Politically, think of the Clinton era. You know, it just does. Might be the right thing to do, but politically does not serve us well. But we've got to just take a step back here and a deep breath, because so much has been exposed in only the last 2 weeks. I don't know how much of America is still in the dark, but it's only the half that's not, that is, you know, asleep, if it is a half. I don't know. I mean, impeachment is warranted. There's no doubt about that. And there's a debate about whether it should happen before this latest bombshell from the whistleblower. So I don't know what is the right approach. And I think your theory, Kevin, is that impeachment is not necessary, putting words in your mouth here now, nor is special counsel, because Biden's going to be gone on his own volition. He's going to come up with some ailment that he's going to have to step back.
After further review, we've gathered with the family and made the decision that in the best interest of our family, myself, and the country, we've decided to not run again. It'll be something of that. It won't be health. It'll just be, you know, we've just decided, and he'll fade away. Then game on.
So that's option three.
Would you, I mean,
he'd stay as president.
The DNC cannot put him out there at, what, 20%? I mean, you just can't. It's a loser. It's a loser all day.
Do you think that's why the media is finally having to admit this?
Yes.
The mainstream media is obviously going weary on Biden. They're, you know.
They're on the team, man. They're being told, I mean, Joe's out. We have to, so we need you to report on this. We need you to report on this. We need you to validate this and this. The
so
Post,
who
the Times.
Who tells them that?
Well, the team. I mean, Team Obama, Clinton, Biden. Team Obama, Clinton. Team whoever can't have Biden in there.
Really, this is the job of the House. This is why we have a Republican House. Right?
Yep.
And while we have a lot of smoke, the Ways and Means Committee and the Judiciary Committee, we don't have anybody held accountable yet.
Yeah, and he'll quit before they impeach him, or before they get anywhere near that.
A sure sign that he knows he's guilty.
Right. And if he wasn't guilty, why don't we just seal the documents? Why don't you just show us all the stuff? Why don't you come, wasn't Hunter, go on and stop into that, you know, stop into that committee and answer some questions. I mean, if they're innocent, why not? Roll it in there.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
What a predicament here for the DNC. What an absolute SS, as they say. You know what kind of show I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I mean, what
it's a shingle show.
What an absolute mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what do you do? You can't run him.
What do we want, though? What?
Right.
How do we want
we know where we're going.
We want impeachment?
Well, I want him in handcuffs, but that'll never happen.
Can't, you know, let me know who's on line two there, Daniel. That'd be great. Meantime, I'm going to go check some text here. And what's on your mind? What the heck is going on?
And you know what's really an interesting dynamic? I talked about this earlier on the local show. Is the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. deal? He's now polling up near where Biden is. I mean, as far as the Democrats go, he's at 20%. So he's threatening. He's threatening the whole cabal. So now, and he's an up and comer. He's a challenger. He's a ranked opponent. Okay. Now you got the champ in the ring, and he can't even hold his gloves up. He can't get off the chair to come out of the corner to fight the guy.
I'm following.
So they're not going to let Robert F. Kennedy even in the ring because he will destroy him.
They've already said no debates.
No debates.
Yeah.
That's, again, we're not going to let him in the ring. We're not going to acknowledge him. We're just going to stick to our story. And if, and I should say, and when Biden resigns, the team is not going to let RFK Jr. be the guy. They're going to bring in the savior. The guy that's going to step in and
totally agree.
Because he loves the country.
Totally agree.
Because I cannot sit by, and that guy is going to be Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guy. And I don't know how Michelle Obama is going to play in this, but
please.
Write it down.
Please.
Write it down. I hope I'm, I don't know. I hope I'm right, because either one of them are going to get pummeled
by Michelle Obama, no. It just can't happen, won't happen. I know a lot of people say that. I just will never buy that.
These people believe their own press, man.
Tim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim. Are you there, Tim? Now I can hear you, Tim. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. It seems to me that Biden's gibberish has started up again this week, and you know, all this stuff going on with his son and so forth. I think when they get to a certain point and they're going to then go after him or something of that nature, it'll probably take him off his cocktail of pills, and then they'll just say, you know, you can't do that, and this and that, and fade away. That's what I think, anyway.
So they'll let him slip.
So you think that happens rather than impeachment or special counsel? Or
that may have happened the other day when he said he sold a bunch of state secrets. I mean, he may have been off of one of the meds they didn't give him.
That's my point.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
let,
my
let him
point
slip.
That he's fumbling, and as they take that away from him slowly, because something's keeping him upright, right? Lucid enough, so they do that every day. Well... We know where we're going.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that call. What do we want is my question. How do we want Biden to exit stage left? You want the House of Representatives, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, to do something about this? And how many more whistleblowers do we need?
Well, think about how hard it is for any of the government agencies or committees or whatever to get to him or get to do anything if he's gone. Once they're out, they're out. Then you're dealing with private sector and also, you know. And if he wants, and this is all going to come down to the to this influence peddling, to these literally crimes, treasonous.
701-271-1100 to let your voice be heard on this. Texter says everything they do is intentional.
No question. Yeah. That's absolutely.
It's very true.
Charlie Kirk talks about the DNC war room and the whiteboard room.
They're really good at this.
They're really good at it.
Yeah.
They have a really nefarious, evil playbook, and they've taken decades to write it.
Biden's new broadband funding means broadband for everyone. Is this to help control and spy on everyone? Let me go to the previous text. What did it say? Everything is intentional? Yeah. Interesting. Texter says, does any other state have two presidential libraries? Will Doug Burgum's go in Arthur?
That's good.
He has to get elected first.
There's that.
Yeah. That's a good question. California does. Reagan and Nixon. That's one I just thought of. There may be others. More of your take on what's on your mind after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Hettinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with IRA Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from IRA Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at IRAinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving into you. But I will walk 500 miles, and I will walk 500 more than be the man who walks at the
love that guy's brogue. He's got a brogue there going.
I'm just telling, if you're in a band, play that song, you'll pack the dance floor. Every time.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a toe tapper.
The drunk girls love to dance to that one.
There is a way to lengthen the actual cells. In other words, extend the life of the cells in your body that cause you to age. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy has proven to be an effective, non-invasive, anti-aging treatment. Because you're in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber with a whole lot of oxygen. That's what you're doing. And it positively affects the aging of blood cells, which can provide a whole host of health benefits. Hyperbaric oxygen treatments do that. They stimulate the growth of collagen, which can be beneficial for the repair of your skin, help smooth out the fine lines and the wrinkles. It can not only help you look younger, but it also helps you feel younger by providing your muscles, your joints, your bones, your nerves with more oxygen and improving circulation. This is here, right now, today. Swanson Hyperbarics. Call them. Set up a consult. Get in the chamber. I've done it dozens of times. Just wonderful. Fantastic. Call them at 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. They're at 3541 25th Street South in Fargo. Remember that. It's the clinic on 25th Street.
Can I give a little shout out for this too?
Yes.
Good friend of mine, Brent, has been battling a brain tumor for a couple of years. And he's been through a couple of rounds of radiation and a number of things. He's currently being treated with vitamin C infusions and hyperbaric oxygen chamber therapy. They're seeing results from it.
Beautiful.
He had a tumor removed the size of a golf ball. He's been doing different things. But this is the thing that they're seeing results from this. And I'm like, man.
Big Pharma hates HPLT.
Oh, anything like, yeah.
I mean,
you bet.
They hate it because
it's not chemo drugs.
There's no drug.
Yep. No, I just wanted to let you know that. I saw that, and we're playing in his golf tournament on the 21st.
Give it a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You have nothing to lose. 929-3930 online at swansonhyperbarics.com. Listener says, Scott, with all the information on the Biden family, and the news that President Trump got caught lying on tape about secret classified documents and all the baggage he has, don't you think they should both bow out for running for president? Let me, first of all, Biden, obviously. And Biden, I don't think, well, it's possible he doesn't finish his term. Let alone run for another one.
Yep.
So Biden, yes. Trump is the subject of an absolute kangaroo court. I mean, let's just compare what we know from the whistleblowers about the Biden crime family, okay? And what we now know about the Justice Department of the Biden administration covering it up.
And by the way, this is a DOJ that was set up, put in place, put on the field by the Clinton-Obama years. So, I mean...
But we're talking about deals with foreign entities.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about the Chinese get this and I get that. And over here I'm setting up this deal over here.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so that's real crimes.
And you know what's left out of all this while he was vice president? Oh, Barack Obama knew nothing about any of it. Yeah, it was doing his own. Come on.
Good one.
Come on, man.
Probably got a cut.
The big guy, the really big guy, knows everything that's going on.
But my point is, what is Donald Trump charged with?
Right. Great. Yeah, that is the point.
It's like...
It's nonsense.
This paper was supposed to go there, but it went there. All covered by the Presidential Records Act, which is not criminal.
Yeah.
And any dispute about who has what piece of paper should be handled through the Presidential Records Act. But no, He, of course, is charged in criminal court over it. So it's
and by the way, he's the only one that's actually president of all these people. Was actually the president and can do that. Clinton, Hillary, none of those people.
Yeah, you're talking about what they did.
I mean, Hillary and, yeah.
Wasn't their time as,
right.
Wasn't a president.
Can't take those. A president can.
Yeah.
Take whatever he wants.
No, great point. Gary Shapley is the whistleblower. Did an interview with CBS News on how the Justice Department stepped in to protect the Biden family. This is a crooked enterprise. Listen to this.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
The back taxes were paid off, and last week, the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, reached an agreement with Hunter Biden. The president's son would admit to a firearm charge and plead guilty for his failure to pay taxes. If a judge signs off, the deal means no jail time.
By the way, if a judge signs off... Big F there. Here's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Testimony we have just released details a lack of U.S. attorney independence.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. Attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I'm saying he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
Wrong.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Oh, very interesting.
Of course it doesn't.
There's a whistleblower, ladies and gentlemen.
Merrick Garland, whoever that guy is.
God bless this whistleblower.
Yeah.
Come out
Amen.
And say. And Merrick Garland is lying. He's been caught in a lie.
Oh, I mean, look at the guy. Just, yeah, all of these people. Mayorkas, him, the whole team. Granholm, all of them.
Texter says, trust me, if we don't have some strength in the House of Representatives, all this will be forgotten. All right? There's a vote for impeachment. What's your vote? What's the way to fix this? What's the remedy that you seek? Tell me, it's 701-271-1100. Text us, 237-1590. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dan Hammer with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 announcing our biggest sale in 5 years. Save on a Hot Springs saltwater hot tub or the Splash Super Pool with a $1,000 instant rebate. Save even more under the tent on 2022 inventory, including showroom demos and factory second models. Come see our wide selection of certified pre-owned hot tubs. Even our selection of Tropicone patio furniture is on sale. Take advantage of special financing. Soak, swim, sit, and save at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Hurry though, sale ends July 3rd.
USA News Update. The Marine veteran who used a deadly chokehold on a homeless man on a New York City subway train will be arraigned this morning. A grand jury earlier this month voted to indict Daniel Perry in connection with the May 1st death of Jordan Neely, a homeless man suffering from mental health challenges. Charges will be unsealed during his arraignment, but they are believed to be second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The 24-year-old Penny maintains he was protecting himself and others by restraining Neely, who he said was threatening subway riders. A deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios have been extremely productive. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I was on the road yesterday, stopped to see my friends at Pucklich in Bismarck, but they're also in Valley City. It's just a great, family-owned, wonderful dealership. Really are, just great people. Love my Chevy truck. If I were you, I'd get in there today and find one. Some really good, sharp Silverado 1500s, six of those in stock right now. Brand new trucks. There's a Colorado in stock, Silverado 1500, six of those. Let's see what else we got. HD, five of those in stock, 3500. Those are kind of hard to come by these days, but they've got some great deals. And let me tell you about some of the pre-owned vehicles that they have at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Pucklich in Valley City. A pre-owned 2016 Chevrolet Tahoe LT for $30,000. Go price out a new one. 92.2 on this thing, a black exterior, cocoa and dune leather appointed seat trim. It's a 2016 Chevrolet Tahoe LT for $30,000. You tell them Scott sent you in there, they'll lop $1,000 off. Take good care of you. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 27 before the top of the hour. Texts are backing up, so let's get to those. Once you're out, you're out. Unless you're DJT. That'd be Donald J. Trump. KL text, Scott, everything the Democrats do is thought out and planned. There's no coincidence when it comes to politics. Texter says, Michelle Obama would be the biggest threat to the country. The United States would be totally destroyed. It would be Barack's fourth and most likely fifth term. Remember, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton followed and studied Saul Alinsky's 8 steps to create a socialist state. The destruction has all been planned. Just hear me out a second. I almost physically regurgitate whatever's in my stomach when I hear the idea of Michelle Obama as president. What has she done to qualify her to be president of the United States? She never run for anything.
Dude, they don't care.
Never been elected to anything.
This is identity politics, man, and she has a great identity with these people. Won't matter that she hasn't done it. It won't matter if she was there. She's Barack's wife. She was there for 8 years. She was first lady. She knows the ins and outs. She's very well spoken.
That was a Hillary argument.
Oh boy,
she ran for senate at least.
Yep.
I'm going to refuse to believe Michelle Obama could be elected dog catcher. I'm just sorry. I'm
with you, but
I'm not buying it.
In whack world, who knows?
I'm not buying it. It's just the idea of that is just insane to me. Here's another texter. Michelle Obama will be the candidate. They've been increasing coverage with her on late-night shows for the last year, increasing daytime shows,
yep,
et cetera.
That's true.
That's what they do. Every time they roll out the candidate, they have chosen to win. They did it with Hillary. They did it with Barack. We can't allow our Republican leaders to continually be on defense. That's all they ever do. They need to start showing some offense. It's not like their track record of defense has been worth anything the last decade anyway. For the love of Pete, Michelle Obama cannot be a candidate for anything. It's just, I refuse to believe that. Well, please, please, somebody agree with me.
Well, and look at the team. When you say look at the team, I mean, I'm trying to talk about, first of all, the California cabal. You've got Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff and Swalwell and, I mean, and Newsom. So you've got that team in with, you know, the rest of the team that are all kind of connected. So, and a guy like, I made a point earlier, RFK Jr., very much an outsider for those people. They've got to work their person, be it Michelle Obama or Newt Gav or whoever it's going to be. They've got it. This is all part of the playing. I mean, it's a playbook. This is executing the plan. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Did I just say M-O?
Yeah.
I'll just say M-O. Mo. We'll call her Mo.
Somebody's going to call me racist before long. This has nothing to do with
nothing
the color
to do with that. No.
Michelle Obama's skin color. This is the content of her character. And judging by the 8 years in the White House and many other things, I deem her unworthy to be president of the United States or dog catcher. Tell me this can't happen. 701-271-1100. Let's get to some more texts. 237-1590 for those. Texter says, both should quit now, Biden and Trump. Donald Trump's head is now bigger than the state of Texas. He's concerned only with himself, not the well-being of the country. He needs to go. I would say a couple things to that. One, there's a huge political movement in this country that disagrees with you. And this political movement in this country would be the reason he could easily be reelected. Look, he got more votes the second go-around than he did the first go-around. I mean, he didn't go down in power after popularity after 8 years. He went up. I think you can say that Donald Trump has a healthy ego, but name me a candidate for president that doesn't. And I would also say, given his track record for 4 years, to say that he's only concerned with himself, not the well-being of the country, the results of the first 4 years would tell you otherwise. So I respectfully disagree. Another listener says, easy way to tell the Trump derangement syndrome is still alive. People claim of his baggage that doesn't exist. Everything claimed has been proven false, but they still claim it. Zero evidence except propaganda. Propaganda media regurgitating it with no visible evidence. Thank you for that. Another listener by text. We need to know what the scumbag Bidens did for millions of dollars. Whatever it was would definitely hurt Americans, or foreign countries wouldn't have paid them big dollars. That's a good point. We don't talk a lot about what these deals did in the way of a quid pro quo. You know what I mean? They got the bucks. We know they got the money.
Right.
What other goodies did they get? It's a fair point. Start with Garland. Politics, as Rush Limbaugh said, is Hollywood for ugly people. We need to enforce law and impeach and punish to bring civic involvement back to focus in our society. Start with Garland. Appreciate the call. What is so sad is that we, the people who don't study the law, see with our own eyes that Joe and the Biden crime family should just go to jail without a trial for treason.
Thank you. Yeah.
And the key should be thrown away. The facts are right there for everybody to see. All of us who have stayed in the know by looking and reading the facts, what's been going on for a very long time, we all know that since Obama was molded at a young age to become the president, nothing happens by accident. They always have a plan in place. Here's how I see it. Biden will be removed. Newsom will be installed. And he'll get rid of Harris and name Michelle Obama as the new VP. Corruption will continue for another year and a half until the 2024 elections.
That's one way.
But they
that's an option. I mean,
I don't think there's any path to Biden removed, Newsom installed.
No, I don't either.
Because
I
think that, Biden removed is Harris as president.
Newsom's going to step in and save the day. That will be his thing. He will be the savior. He will be the one that will continue the great work. Blah blah blah. He's got the experience after he ran California to the ground or continued to. But he's I almost feel like he's anointed almost. You know, he's going to be the guy. He's going to cooperate. He's Nancy's nephew. He's on board. We'll see. Get the popcorn, buddy.
Another listener, regarding Trump's audio tape leak, he knew he was being taped. Very key point.
Oh, there you go.
His closest confidants were in the room. He keeps playing these moronic Democrats. Once again, he lives rent-free in their heads. There's one simple thing that no one is talking about with regards to Trump documents. You'll know by year's end what I'm talking about. That's one thing I think is interesting, because you can listen to the tape. And as Trump has said, remember on Brett Baer's interview, he said, I had a bunch of newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
Nobody can see.
And by the way, he didn't say classified in the audio. He said confidential.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You know what else? You know what else? The claimed document, Kev?
Yeah.
The smoking gun?
Right.
Is not in the legal filings for the court. That document is not part of the... So, yeah, he could be playing them again. Listener says, it's absolutely pathetic. We have an administration that's committing treason and the biggest scandal in history, and you're asking if they should impeach. I ran Hovind's last campaign, said he was going to fight and hold the administration accountable. This is what we get with career politicians going along to get along? I'm asking the listeners, what do you want? Simple question. That's what we're talking about here. Another listener says, it's going to be Gavin, and it's completely obvious. It's going to be Gavin, and it's completely obvious. What audio are you talking about, Ken?
I've got, and we were talking about Biden versus Trump. They should both drop out. If you're Donald Trump now, and you can go online, go on YouTube, and you can look at this, look at the videos for this. Donald Trump and Joe Biden, if you remember, both held rallies in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I think it's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania this week.
Yeah, who's more popular, ladies and gentlemen?
So, and the footage of both of them, and I follow a group called Trump's Plans on Instagram. This is a video of Trump's rally. Okay, massive arena filled with people. And then here's Joe in Wilkes-Barre in front of a few other people that he happened to run. There's Trump.
That's still Trump.
Yeah, I can't forward it, sorry. Again, here comes, look at him. To the rafters. He's to the rafters.
Did anything else? You realize that? The point is, we ask so much of you, so much of you.
There is literally about 100 people there.
He's asking questions.
And he says, anything else?
Nobody's answering.
Nobody said anything. Go look at it. It's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last week. Go look at it. And you tell me 81 million votes.
Warren is on the road. We'll get to your comment when we come back. And also, our pizza guy in New York City was famous enough to land on Jesse Waters' show last night on Fox News Channel. So we're going to play you that. Our favorite guy that just had it with the wokeness of New York.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know a girl, she gets what she wants. Back on What's On Your Mind.
Jamming to the music here. Tell you about the PetroServe USA specials of the day. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Meatloaf in Harwood. Swedish meatballs or Sloppy Joe's. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue, 929. Bacon cheeseburger mac today. NP Avenue has lasagna, Swedish meatballs in Glendon, and Parmesan chicken on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Ed O'Keefe, the CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, will join us for an update on that exciting project next hour. We're also going to talk with some pros at Sanford Health about behavioral health services and just the state of behavioral health among athletes. We're going to start there today on the program. But this is an issue for every law enforcement officer, every teacher, every coach, all dealing with it. It's tough stuff, so we'll tackle that topic coming up next hour as well on What's On Your Mind. Warren on the road, you're next on the show, 701-271-1100 to call us. Hello, Warren, go ahead.
Last night on Rob Schmidt, he kind of portrayed it that Biden was trying to joke about the whole I sold a lot of state secrets, and I don't see where he ever started it off as a joke. He just went into a ramble, and maybe he can't say that, but he did bring it up on the show. And every place else is talking about it except for the mainstream media. They didn't play none of the clips. I did hear a few.
Received the worst.
You know, radio stations are talking, but no TV stations.
Well, I think there's an argument that the press just came in to a meeting with Modi and the others, okay? So the media had just come in. And that he's talking to them, saying, you know, before I got here, I sold some state secrets, you know, as a joke. But if it was a joke, it was delivered in about the most, barely awake kind of state of mind. I mean, here's the deal. Joe Biden doesn't get the benefit of the doubt on this stuff anymore because he does it so much. He bungles so much. I mean, if this had been the only thing he'd done in the last 2 years, you'd say, oh, maybe it was a joke. But, you know, hard to say. What do you think?
If you listen to the last week of what they're, how he talks like he's in a trance. And to that one caller's point when he said he's probably off his meds or his concoction.
Yeah.
Have you seen any life in the guy? He just stands in front of a mic like a zombie. So I think it's exactly right. Kevin's right. They just sent out, okay, it's time to get rid of him. Let's throw him to the wolves. And now the media's starting to finally talk about it.
Exactly right.
The media is definitely the enemy of the people. The way
they're turning. And you got to ask yourself why. No doubt about it, Warren. Great points. Call again. Appreciate it. All right, so our favorite pizza guy we played yesterday, the guy that is reacting to the news in New York City that they're considering banning wood-fire ovens, which means pizza ovens, in famous New York City. All that great New York City pizza is made by what? A brick oven, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And so the guy snapped, and he threw some pizza over the railing and said, give me pizza or give me death, and he made it to Jesse Waters last night. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is great.
I know people. I'm an activist. I've been doing this stuff for 30 years, not necessarily throwing pizza, throwing blood, throwing paint, fighting all that is politically correct stuff I saw happening 30 years ago. And there's people, it's money. Oh, yeah, they want to bang people out for money and push the small business out. But it's about people who never followed their dreams to the full extent because they were too involved and worried about all of this sensitivity level. So they hate themselves. Therefore, you cannot enjoy a slice of pizza.
Adams wants to meet with you. You've raised so much hell that the mayor wants to sit down and hash this out. Or are you going to sit down with the mayor and fix this?
My councilman friend Joe Borelli is going to set that up. I agree to it. I thought about it. You know, I'm not happy with his policies. But again, if I'm an activist and what I do is to try to change policy for the people of this city, I will sit down with him if it helps.
Did you get arrested for slinging that pie across City Hall's gate?
No, I did not, because I am a big supporter of the police department, and these guys came at me. And again, they were right there, so it's not like they came from miles away. And they were like, Scott, we don't want to arrest you. And I was like, all right, I'll take the summons. We did what we had to do. And if I do meet you, Mr. Mayor, I will, and I'm very reluctant to bring you a vegan pizza, because I don't know what's this thing. It's pizza. But I will. But if you ask me to bring pineapple, I'm going to be throwing pineapples at City Hall.
This guy, Scott Lobato, he has been around for, he talked about 30 years. There's actually a film coming out about him. He's been
arrested. Right?
Yeah, he's been arrested. He's been painting. He's a great artist.
I love it.
Go on Twitter, Scott, Lobaido, Lobato. And he's got about 80,000 followers. He's growing about 66,000. He's gained about 10,000 in the last 3 days.
I love him because we all thought the same thing about that stupid pizza oven ban. Joe Biden, leaving the White House, said something interesting. Listen to this.
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home. And he has become a bit of a fly around the world. It's not just NATO. It's not just the European Union. It's Japan. It's 48.
So did you hear what he said? He's talking about Putin. And he's talking about a war. Listen to what war he says.
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home.
Putin is losing the war in Iraq.
In Iraq?
Yeah. Did you know there was a war going on in Iraq? Putin and Iraq?
Well, there's another gaffe. Every time he opens his pie hole, he's got something misstated or...
Hard to hear because the helicopter's going. Yeah, he's on the North Lawn getting ready to go to a Marine One.
I'm just tired of having to point out all this out every year.
It is sickening. It
it's
is
tiring.
It's just
exhausting,
and it's embarrassing for the United States of America. My God. Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Order.